We record here and then we record on my laptop.
Okay.
But we got like a double safe
redundancy.
Yeah. We just don't have redundancy with the video. So we'll be screwed if we lost the video.
We had one episode. We used to put the batteries in and we just run off the batteries and we would rely on the batteries. And then we were like, all right, well, let's just plug directly in if we can. So we did with the batteries. If the battery dies, it turns off. And somewhere in the code, it says, we know we're plugged in, but the I know what you're already thinking. But it says, I know I'm plugged in, but the battery dies, so let's turn off the camera. So we had one episode early on.
No, it was two episodes.
That turned off?
Yeah.
Two?
It turned off on Chris Roglowski's.
Yeah.
And then Shelby's.
Well, we learned from that.
He's the video guy.
We learned from that. And we didn't know, but you can plug in without the battery. So,
and wait, that's no battery in there.
Yeah,
No battery. Oh. But if the motherfucker unplugs,
then
it's gone. Just gone immediately. So we're trying the dumb thing. You don't think about the stuff, but buying spare stuff like these cables, maybe like if we were gonna stay with the GoPros, which we could go. Like maybe one of our mirrorless cameras fails. Like you know, we're like, all right, let's set up the GoPros. Go back to. Back to old times. Yeah, they're turned off too.
Yeah, so you don't have to see. About to say.
No, as long as the red lights are on.
So back to Adam Sandler.
Yeah, let's hear
this. The old ones.
Yes. Oh, like see, Waterboy, Adam Sandler, and I guess up until what was it, Grown Ups?
That's when I started to like Adam Sandler.
Really?
Yeah.
He's. I have a feeling whether he wants to admit it or not, he's like one of those people that say he doesn't like Will Ferrell.
No, I love.
It's just like a shock factor. Like, no. Oh, I don't like Will Ferrell.
No, I love Will Ferrell. You love Will Ferrell?
Oh no,
he is real hit or miss. Wasn't he in like Elf or something like that?
Yeah, I didn't watch that.
Yeah, I did not like Elf,
but
at all.
Okay, that's a different movie. But like, did you like Step Brothers?
Okay, yeah, I give you Step Brothers.
Do you like Talladega Nights?
Oh, you're right. Okay, I do like Will Ferrell.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what else.
Night at the Roxbury,
Anchorman.
I haven't seen it.
What?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Mike wants me to like everything that he likes. He thrives and just pursues this. Like, he wants me to like the same kind of boring comedy that he likes. And I don't like it. I think Adam Sandler in those old days, it's just too much. It's too much screaming and, like, those faces and spit everywhere. I don't like it. And that's who he is. I think he's funny. Like, I think... I can see why people think he's funny, like 100%. It's just not my type. I like the newer stuff where he's like a little more laid back, but still a little punchy lines. I like that stuff.
Well, what he doesn't really make movies anymore, does he? Though
I think, like, he produces a lot more.
Kinda. So the one I want, I just want him to watch one, and it's a classic. And I said I'll watch whatever you say to watch. It's just, the purpose is watch the whole thing and see if you like it. And it's Happy Gilmore.
You need to watch it. You never watched it?
No.
He hasn't watched Happy Gilmore, Billy Madison, and I don't think he even watched The Wedding Singer. Those are like some classics. No,
you got to, after we're done here,
go straight home. Watch it. Go straight home, do
yes.
it.
Yes.
Do you like Seinfeld?
I couldn't get into it. I watched.
See?
I love this guy. I'm glad we brought him on.
That's where the difference is. See, I love Seinfeld. I love that comedy, that dry, realistic, you know, scenario life comedy.
So you like The Office and things like that?
Oh, I love The Office.
See, I couldn't get into The Office.
See, he likes The Office.
Get the hell out of here.
I got through maybe three episodes and was like, I can't.
I don't think it's enough. I don't think you went through enough.
Yeah, you have to dedicate at least four or five episodes to get to know the characters, because that's what we were talking about. We were talking about how Seinfeld, if you don't know the characters of Seinfeld, then it probably wouldn't be funny. And I think that's the same thing of The Office, because you know, explain what you were saying about Dwight, like, oh, that's a Dwight thing.
It's just, yeah, like, well, you don't really know The Office that well, but like you start to know the characters to where they do something in a new episode and you're like, wow, that's so Dwight, or wow, that's Jim, rather than just, that's a funny thing this arbitrary person did.
Mm, so it's like you relate to the characters.
You relate. And you see them evolve too. You're like, oh, well, Dwight was a lot more... kind of black and white in the beginning, and then towards the end he started getting more emotional and things like that. And so as you watch the evolution of this character, you start to see, like, I don't know. You kind of grew up with them, and you kind of like how they evolve, or you don't like how they evolve. Like Kevin was like very stupid in the beginning. Oh, no, no, no. I think he was a little more smart in the beginning. At the end, he just like could hardly complete a sentence. But
I thought he was kind of the same throughout the entire.
They slowed him down. He's like, hello. Like, but if you watch the first episode, he talked normal.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So all.
And I didn't finish. Did you watch all of The Office?
No, I only watched three episodes, and then I was out. Mm. That's when I switched to Friends, and then
I don't like Friends. This podcast episode is brought to you by BCN Supplements. BCN Supplements is a Texas-based company that produces and manufactures everything right here in the United States, and they cater to every single person on the fitness spectrum. Whether you're a seasoned hybrid athlete like myself, or you're just now starting to pay attention to your health like Mike, BCN has products to fit your needs. Lately, I've been using BCN's pre-workout mix on my lifting days, and it's completely transformed my workout sessions. I've never really been into pre-workouts because I don't like the way most on the market make you feel, and I hate that after crash. But you don't get any of that with BCN's pre-workout mix. I've noticed that I've had more focus during my lifts and more energy to carry me through longer workouts, and that pump you get is freaking amazing and lasts well after your workout. Head to bcnsups.com to place your order today, and be sure to use promo code CWJM to receive 10% off your next purchase. BCN Supplements, helping build a better you from the inside out.
Friends is like Seinfeld. It like takes, it's like a curve. Like you have to like watch a bunch of episodes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But Friends has some attractive people in it, whereas...
The Office?
No.
You got Pam?
No, whereas Seinfeld has like one. Yeah. The girl.
I guess.
Even for the girls, the guys aren't attractive. Like,
Jerry's pretty hot.
Seinfeld?
Yeah.
Do you think Seinfeld's like...
He's slim and attractive.
You think he's hot?
Just because he's slim?
And he's funny.
That's what his wife tells him. So
he drinks coffee every day. They go for coffee every day.
That makes him more attractive?
Yeah. He
drinks coffee.
Absolutely. Golly. You don't think so?
What's one of your like go-to, like, say, like if you had one sitcom you can bring to like, I don't know, deserted island, you know, the whole scenario. Ooh. Like which one is like your, you could watch over and over?
It would be between Friends and That 70s Show.
Mm. I would have never predicted that.
That 70s Show was good.
I binge watched it when the world went lockdown and all that.
Yeah.
I had nothing else to do.
Really?
So I sat there and binged the whole thing.
Was that the first time you seen it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love That 70s Show.
Hanging out.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Who's your favorite character?
I got to say Fez. Just because nobody really likes him. And like everybody's just like.
Eh, they kind of hate on him.
Yeah. I'm like, he not doing nothing. But he would come in saying like the wildest things.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it was definitely Fez.
Really? And. I think his character really evolved. You watch the whole thing?
Yeah.
His character really evolved from beginning to end, like, which it would. I guess he hangs out with the friends more and he becomes like more Americanized and things like that.
Didn't he get like hotter?
Like in his personal life, he was.
No, in the show, like, didn't he get like, wasn't, or was he always kind of the same geeky guy?
I don't know.
They toned it down a little bit. Okay. Well, actually from beginning to end, they toned it down a lot.
Yeah.
He was like this. Just weird character where at first you couldn't really relate to. He was like that one token annoying character. But then he grew on you to like, oh, I really like him.
Yeah. I think he probably got hotter in his personal life. And
I think so.
And then we're like, but we need to keep this guy.
We need to make him a little hotter.
Not as dumb.
Well, didn't he date one of the main characters in the show? Like at one point, what's her name?
Was it Jackie?
Jackie, yeah. Didn't they have a thing?
I think so, yeah.
They probably all had a thing, didn't they? Because the seasons went on for a while.
Yeah, I think everybody... had a thing with everybody at some point.
That's kind of like a lot of...
That's like real life high school.
Like Friends. Friends, everybody was together at one point.
Really? Did you see the one... Oh, yeah, I guess y'all didn't watch Seinfeld, but there's like Jerry and Elaine try to... Like before the show started, they were dating. But you don't see that on the show, but in the middle of the show, they try to date each other again, and it's weird. Like they don't know how to do it. So then they try to be... friends with benefits. So then they're talking and like, well, I mean, is it going to be weird? No, we can be friends and we could do, it's what we do in there. And we can come out here and we could still have this. But that's like real life conversation that you really have.
I can see how it's funny. It's just, you got to devote some time.
Yeah. You got plenty of time.
If you had it in the background, I could, like you were saying, Kelly would laugh like he's playing this in the background. A thing happens, but you're just devoting all of your attention to it is the problem.
Yeah.
If I were just listening to it in the background, I'm sure I'll get some giggles every once in a while.
Yeah.
But I don't
it
know
is what it is.
Yeah. Look, he has a shirt. I didn't even notice. Oh, yeah. That's a pretty good
new merch.
Did you make that logo?
No, I actually paid somebody to because I had you a logo. But it was garbage. So I finally was like, okay, let me just make, not make, wow. Let me just ask someone to make it, and then they made it.
Who made it?
It's somebody I went to college with. He was okay. Actually, we marched in the band together and everything. So he's like, I got you. I was like, oh, thank you.
That's what's up, man.
So the D's got the little shutter.
Yeah, he really did good.
Yeah, like, I like that.
Do you you sell it on the website? You have a website?
I do have a website, but I don't sell it because I have a, I don't know if it's irrational, but I have a irrational fear of someone is going to wear my shirt, right? And then go, I don't know, go to a bar and make a ruckus or something. It's like, oh, he works for him.
Yeah.
Even though I don't know who that person is, you know, then that's like a bad image of my company.
That's something to think about, yeah.
You're thinking long term, man.
Yeah, because I'm going to use this logo for forever.
Yeah.
So I've already decided it's going to be the logo until I die.
And that's scary. Like, you're thinking about stuff like that.
Man. Yeah.
You could sell, make a little bit of money, probably.
I could, but it's just, I don't know. I'm scared.
A guy, like the news headline, guy strip dances on bar wearing Jordan Dines shirt. Something like that.
And then obviously, they get all the calls from the brides like, hey.
I saw your shirt.
What's going on? And I'm like, I don't know who it is. Yeah. So how'd he get the shirt? I don't know.
The headline would read, guy working for Jordan.
Yeah.
I'm crazy. Because
that's what the stories are. Yeah. They're like, what shirt did he have on? All right,
he works for him.
Yeah, we'll go with that. Yeah.
Even if it's like in like the UK or something.
Not the fact that he's dancing on a bar or causing a ruckus. They found out the logo on his shirt. It's like Storm and Nike. They're like, oh, he's wearing a Nike shirt. He's got to be affiliated with
Nike.
Did you make the website yourself?
I did. I made it on Squarespace, and it took like 3 weeks.
Okay.
3 weeks.
3 weeks. Because I did this maybe 2 or 3 years ago. So I had no knowledge of how to do it. And so it took like 3 weeks because I just was dragging stuff. And then I messed up the entire website at one point and had to restart. I did that twice, I think.
Yeah.
And it was a nightmare, but it's now looks good. And so I'm leaving it alone.
Do you do any e-commerce on it just yet, though? I mean, we talked about the shirt, but it has that option, and it's, like, included, depending on which thing you picked. Like, what is it called? Yeah. Class?
Mm.
Yeah.
I thought about it. I tried to sell prints, but that was a couple years ago, but that was before I got any traction, so no one was going to the site. So I just took it down entirely because it was just, I had to sit there and manage that, and nobody was buying it, so I was like, oh, I'll just take it away.
Wow.
What made you go with Squarespace versus like Wix or the other ones?
Honestly, I just decided on a whim. That's a really bad habit of mine. I'll be like, okay.
Okay, he acknowledges
it. But he's worried about the logo, but he'll just, pick something.
I recently got an accountant.
An accountant?
An accountant. And I Googled Houston accountant. First one that popped up, I was like, okay, I'm going with you.
Damn, man. No like reviews or anything?
No.
Huh?
And it's probably not the best decision, but I mean,
I don't think so, man.
It hasn't, nothing bad has happened so far.
Yeah, wait till 1 year from now.
Yeah, then I'm like, oh, what's all these charges?
Yeah.
But
stealing money from you?
Yeah. Because, fun fact, they actually did
steal all my money.
they took about $1,000, and that was because I accidentally paid them twice, and I guess they didn't tell me.
Yeah.
So, but I'm locked into a contract, so it might not be the best idea.
You get that money back though? Like,
yeah, it got credited to the next month.
Okay.
So, because they automatically will pull it out on the due date.
Oh, but
they
send
the invoice about a month earlier. And this was the first invoice. So I was like, okay, I'll just go ahead and pay it because they were sending me a lot of stuff because I did my LLC through them as well.
Mm.
And so I was just expecting payments to go through. So I was just, okay, invoice, let me pay. Another invoice, let me pay.
Dude, you got the money, man. I need to go.
I know. And so everybody catches up on the audio as well. So Jordan Dines, you have a videography company.
Oh, yeah, we didn't mention
yeah, that. It's fine. We don't do things in order. So you have a videography company, and you mainly do weddings, but you do other things. So kind of get into what you do with your business.
So right now I do focus on weddings. Booked about 30 weddings in 6 months.
Yeah.
So I started doing this, like actually fully diving into my company, saying, okay, this is going to be the jump. I'm going to do this. I did it, started it in June. And so from June up until now, I've had 30 bookings, which is, I didn't even expect to get 10, but that's what happened. And so I also did work for another company previously up until about 2 months ago. And
you quit?
Yeah, I quit. Two months ago, I quit and decided to work for myself full time.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And it was scary. I'm still scared. Even to this day, I'm still scared.
No way, man.
It's working. It's working so far.
I told him, because I did a walk with him. We went and did a wedding, and I didn't finish all of it, but I saw what he did, you know, throughout the day. And it's nerve wracking. You have to get the shots, especially when things are happening like in the wedding where they don't repeat. It's kind of worrisome. You have to worry about your memory card and all this stuff. But I told him, man, you're talented, because he posts the videos on his Instagram. Like, you're talented. I mean, you're just getting the bookings from the company, but you're doing all the work. So just,
yeah.
I mean, if you can book yourself, you make all the profit. And I'm pretty proud. I didn't know you did that. So that's yeah. Cool.
No, so, not really many people know about it, because I've been kind of really focusing on the business. So like I don't think I've had an off day in about 2 months. Like last weekend, I did 3 weddings. So I had a wedding Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Hmm. I had a style shoot the Thursday previous. So I've been going since then. And then now I'm going into Christmas break. I have to get ready for, I'm doing a, it's called Bridal Extravaganza. It's a huge, convention for new brides. So now I'm preparing for that, which is going to be in the beginning of January. So it's like, no break until maybe February.
Are you doing that shoot for the Bridal Extravaganza? Like,
no, I'm going to be a vendor, so I'm going to have my own designated booth and have all the fancy stuff.
That's dope.
That's a good move. My girlfriend's mom does that, because she does vacation plan, like travel agent. Mm. So she books honeymoons and things like that. So she gets a lot of business from that. So that's a big event too.
It is. I'm nervous because it's a lot to put in, and I've never done it before. So I invested a lot into this, and I'm hoping I break even at least. But
you got, to, I mean, you, are you gonna put up screens and put sample video up, like just looping sample video?
Yeah, I'm gonna have a screen. I'm gonna have a little table with my banner on it. I'm thinking about bringing in lighting as well, just to give it a little more color in the booth. I'm gonna have the whole thing going on.
That's crazy. And you put a speaker or something, because some of your music in the video is pretty nice.
I'm debating on what to do with that because, my bad, because I'm not sure if people will be able to hear. Mm. And so the TV that I have that I've decided I'm going to use doesn't have a headphone jack. So, and I doubt that I can just crank up the...
Not Bluetooth?
Yeah.
Mm, it's one of the Walmart TVs, the On brand. Because out of all the expensive stuff I buy, I bought the cheap TV. But so it doesn't have Bluetooth, no headphone jack or anything.
Mm.
But I don't know if I could just, you know, crank the volume up and then be like, good luck to everybody else around me.
That's what they're going to be doing around you. Yeah. So
that's what I think I'm buying some DJs as well, which that TV can't overpower big subwoofers.
Yeah, but if they go in your tent, they'll have, they at least have something.
Yeah.
When you do the weddings, you only do videography, or do you like subcontract the photography?
So, up until recently, normally it was just strictly video, but now I am starting to bring in a couple, for photography.
Yeah.
But right now I'm thinking, I don't know if I want to leave J Dines Productions as simply video and then create a separate company within the next year or two to do just photo. Like, I'm still trying to decide what I want to do with that. Cause doing booking photo and video sucks. It honestly sucks.
Really?
Yeah, because you have to book that, and you have to help them with the timeline, help them with engagement shoots, help them find a photographer. You have to find a photographer, and you have to know that they're trustworthy. Otherwise, you're going to be paying that money back, which is, you know, not good.
Yeah.
And so it's just a lot going into it versus if it's just video, it's just me. I know I'm going to show up. I know exactly what to do. And then I don't have to help with timelines because that's mainly what the photographer does.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it's a lot easier. It's just video, but as a business move, it's better to do both because everybody likes to book. They're like, yeah, let me just book both. That way it's all in one spot.
It's all one person. Mm-hmm. You know,
it's more attractive. If I were to do it, I wouldn't want to hire two different companies.
Because then that's two different sets of contracts, two different people to pay. It's just a lot.
Even them showing up, you have to like rely on two different companies to show up at the same time. Mm-hmm. Whereas one's accountable for both. I think that's more attractive.
It is. It's just, I'm trying to develop a system to where it's better, but right now it's really difficult. So I only offer it if they ask. So if they don't ask, I honestly don't offer it. But if they're like, oh, do you do photo video? I'm like, yeah, I do.
Huh. That's dope.
That's awesome.
What else? Go ahead.
He's got a real eye for, like, he doesn't, he's not thinking about this stuff anymore. He's done it so much. So like when I was on the shoot with him, he's like grabbing the bride's dress and unzipping the bag and taking it out and putting it up on the window and like fluff, like he's not, it's like second nature for him. He's like fluffing the dress and I'm like looking around. We're the only ones in the room, but this is his job to do it. Then he like grabs the rings and puts it by these shoes and like they have like flower petals and he just kind of throws it and then he does the video and he puts all the stuff back where it goes. And I'm like, man, they trust you a lot touching all this stuff.
Yeah.
Have you ever messed up something like drop the ring and
the
vent, AC vent, and you can't find it?
Oh my gosh.
Not that bad. I've seen someone drop it into mud, but it wasn't me.
Now we're talking.
But I have dropped the dress before.
Oh, the dress.
And she saw you?
Nope. Because I was in the other room and I put it on. She had one of the, you know, the old small tiny wire hangers, but her dress was a huge dress, so it was like maybe 10-15 pounds on that hanger. And so I hung it and it just completely fell. And I was like, oh, I kind of looked at it for a second. I was like, oh, I don't know what to do. Even though it was just simple, I could have just picked up the dress, but I sat there for like a couple seconds like, oh, do I pick it up, do I dust it off, what do I do? But I got scared because this was one of my first weddings. So I got too scared. I just picked it up and took it back. And just like, okay.
You even do the video?
No, because I was scared. But now it's like, okay, I know to see if I see a wire. I also bring my own hangers as well.
Dude, this guy.
Yeah, because a lot of people have the wire hangers and will just, for some reason, it sticks with them. But when I touch it, the hanger.
You bring the plastic ones or what?
I have it's a wood one that says bride. So I invested in that. And it's a really nice wood one. People have tried to take my hanger. I'm like, wait, I need my hanger.
That's my damn hanger.
Yeah,
man.
I was like, that's a $10 hanger. I need that back. And so, yeah, I just bring my own typically, unless they have their own that says their last name, then I'll just use that instead.
Damn.
Just gotta figure it out, man.
Yeah, it's a lot that goes into it.
He's got drones, too. Like,
oh, you got the drones?
Mm-hmm. I have the Mavic Air. It's the first one that came out.
I have no idea what it is.
It's like the real small one.
We're just talking, and he's like taking the drone out casually and setting it on the ground. He's like, so how far do you have to drive? And he's like, it's hovering in the air, and he's like, oh, that's cool. And he just boosts it up there.
What's your name again?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were sitting there talking about pretty much everything. We were just like, okay, let's see what this looks like. Meanwhile, just with the big camera and gimbal just recording pretty much everything.
So you get the overhead shots of like the place and all the nooks and crannies of it?
Yes, to a certain degree, because I have crashed a drone. I've almost drowned the drone.
Oh jeez.
I try.
That's crazy. Are weddings the biggest like moneymaker?
For me, yes. So I've also done a couple outside things. So like I have a degree in communication, so I do short films and documentaries as well, which I'll do that. That's maybe a week's worth of work, and I might make, let's say, $1,000. For weddings, my base package is $1,400 for 5 hours.
Damn.
So I literally make $1,500 in 5 hours.
Yeah.
Almost doesn't seem like enough for the pressure that you're on, like especially when it's like showtime and you can't get the clip again, or like you're ISO's too high or
that
like.
That is true, yeah.
I love when he talks about this kind of stuff.
Cause well, it stresses me out. Like, I don't want to think about
I
it.
I talk so much shit to him. Like, I can go, let me figure this shit out. I'll fucking do it better job. And then I'll be taking pictures on my iPhone while he's videoing. I'm like, look, I can get a better picture on my fucking phone than you can with
it's
your phone.
It's sad because it looks pretty good on the phone.
It does. I got the iPhone 13 Pro, whatever the new Pro iPhone is. And I was like, dang, this is pretty good. I kind of don't like it.
I think Apple's recording some of their commercials with it.
Mm-hmm, because it can record in like ProRes and all that, which is really great. I've honestly, a few times I've used it during like ceremonies and for like B-roll, and nobody ever notices.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's sad.
It is. It's like, it is. This phone was $1,000. This camera is $6,000.
Yeah.
And nobody can tell the difference.
But long term, so like, but you can't blow it up, right? Like, if you want to put it on a big screen, that's kind of the limitation. And then some lens stuff, because I think your phone now has like a wide angle lens, but you mess with depth of field. You can't get that depth. Like, you can't see how far something really is. Because I've been in Colorado trying to take a video of a mountain, and it's like, doesn't look like what it is. But it's because you're missing that, right?
Yeah, it doesn't. I don't know what it is exactly, but it's like the phone versus the camera. The camera always has this certain look to it. Like, besides the depth of field. But it's like, I don't know. It's just like, things look more natural in the camera versus like the iPhone. It's like, I don't know if it's like motion blur or something, where it's just, it's non-existent. So it looks a little bit too perfect.
It looks like the film cameras, like it looks fake almost.
Yeah. And so it's like, it doesn't translate well.
Yeah.
So if you're doing it for, let's say, a quick second, it's cool. No one will ever notice. But if, let's say, I go and film a wedding on it, it's not going to look anything like a regular camera.
Yeah, his camera looks good. Those videos are just
the freaking lens. How much is, so the camera was $6,000. How much is the lens?
Well, the camera was, I think, three or four, and the lens was two. I think entirely it came out to $7,000. Cause I just bought it at the same time.
Yeah. Where did you buy?
He bought the A7IV as a backup camera.
that's gonna be my B cam.
So do you set up when you go to these weddings? Do you have like two tripods and you get like one shot that's just continuously recording while you're moving?
Yeah. So I put the, for example, I'll put the A7IV. I will put that on a tripod in the back because I bought the 70-200 recently. Someone sold it for $1,000. I don't know why. I don't question it. Probably
2.8.
So it's probably something shady going on, but I don't know about it. It is what it is. So I'll put that on there and put that in the back, and then I'll have my main camera on a gimbal. And so I'll sit that in the middle of the aisle.
Yeah.
That way it's not too high. I don't have to be in the middle of the aisle. That way the photographer can get their shot as well. And that's kind of like a wide shot down low.
Dang.
And then I just kind of walk away and just keep bouncing to make sure the audio levels are fine and everything else.
Audio.
Mm-hmm.
What are you getting the audio again?
I'm using the Rode. This thing keeps shaking. Is it me? But
I don't know. Is it?
I don't know. But now
it's like touching the chair, so it's
okay. But I'm using the Rode VideoMic Go 2 right now. But I just bought the DJI mic, so I'm going to switch over to that once it ships.
Yeah, DJI mic.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you don't really use the audio, right?
Depends. So
ceremony.
If they have vows, then yes. Like in the highlight video, if they have vows, then I'll use the audio. But if they don't have vows, then I may use the officiant. It kind of just depends.
Like for background noise or something, like the crowd dancing or something?
Yeah, so I'll just use that. Like, it'll be like under, so I put the main song and then sound effects, and then it'll be under that. So it's like barely noticeable.
What kind of sound effects are you putting in the weddings?
Well, my most common one is I put bird sounds in the beginning, even though there's no birds around ever. I just put it in the beginning because it sounds cool.
Yeah.
And so people like it. Let's say there's water at some point. I'll put waterfalls in the background or traffic in the background. And it just makes it a little more like you're in the video versus you're watching a video. It's like, oh, I'm reliving my day.
Yeah. I think people don't realize how much videographers put sound effects in. Like, I don't know if you've seen like the if you follow like videographers, they'll put like, you'll have your little video clip and there's all these sections of audio that you hear in the videos, but they're not actually, they're artificial sounds. But it does, it makes you feel like you're more into the video.
Yeah. Like recently, I don't know if you've seen the new Jurassic World trailer.
Mm-mm, I didn't see that.
They put crazy amount of sound effects. Like, I had chills, and honestly and truly, I kind of teared up a little bit.
Oh, man.
Because I was just like, this is amazing. Like, they had each, you could see, because they had the timeline video as well, where you were watching the trailer and you could see the timeline as well. They literally mapped out each individual footstep of, let's say, 20 or 30 dinosaurs at the same time. Yeah. And that takes a lot of patience. I don't have patience like that. I can't sit there and map out each footstep for 20 or 30 different dinosaurs. But they literally put all that work into it, and it came out great.
Is Chris Pratt in that movie?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
I've watched some like fan made one, and every time I look at it, I'm like, this just could be another fake one. So there actually is a trailer of the new Jurassic Park?
Yeah, it's like the opening sequence. I think it's what it's called. It's like 5 minutes.
Damn. Does that come out this year or in 2022?
I think 2022.
I love Jurassic Park.
Yeah, can't get enough.
I follow this one guy that edits, does a lot of green screen work. I don't know if you've seen it. It's kind of almost a little viral. He put his cat in the first, the first Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
When the cat attacks like the Jeep and all that. Yes, I've seen that.
Yeah, the first scene in Jurassic Park where the T-Rex first comes into scene and attacks the Jeeps, like his black cat would just come, and all the things that the T-Rex does, the cat does.
Really?
It's like moving the Jeep and then attacking it from the top. And then it's funny too, because like the girl like messes with the light and it attracts the T-Rex to come in, but she opens like a cat tuna. It goes and then like it comes in, it's like licking the glass and trying to bite it. It's genius stuff. That green screen work, if you can do it right, man, you can make a...
Yeah, it's really specialized. So it's like, if you can do it, it's amazing. But it's so difficult. But it's like the possibilities are endless. So like Fast and Furious, I just recently found out they did a lot of green screen work. And like, I don't know if you remember the scene where, I don't know which Fast and Furious it was, but where all the cars were coming out of the building.
Like I think that's Too Fast, Too Furious, right? When they like put too many cars out so they couldn't find them.
I have no clue. They have too many. It's way too many.
Too many. Too fast.
They literally green screened all of that. So the cars were fake. The building was fake. Yeah. All the glass shattering. Everything was fake about it. And they just literally did it in probably a room this size. Maybe a little bit bigger with green boxes everywhere.
That pisses me off. Well, that's like the scene where... Is it The Rock where he's like holding on to the freaking helicopter with a chain?
Yeah.
Like,
they shot that for real.
Yeah.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. Like, The Rock did that.
That's like too much. Like, he's holding on to a fucking helicopter with a chain.
Or The Rock jumps off of the parking garage and just rolls it out.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. The series, Fast and Furious, has gotten.
It got crazy, didn't it?
Have y'all seen the new one?
No, I stopped watching like four videos.
I still watch them. I still like it, but there's some weird things. Like, I think, what is his name? Vin Diesel was holding on to another car that was dragging too.
Yeah. And then they went to space in I think a DeLorean. They went to space.
Oh, yeah. That was the new one. Mm-hmm. That was with Ludacris and Chirice.
Yeah. So that's where the series has gone. It's a little much now.
It's getting fucking crazy. Everyone's watching. Fucking Mike keeps going, paying for the damn tickets.
I went too. I ain't gonna lie. I went too.
They're still good, but it's just very. It's just, not realistic
that's
anymore.
That goes back to the Adam Sandler. It's too much. It's just.
I'll give you that.
It's too
I'll
much.
I'll give you that. Yeah. But nothing beats the first one.
Yeah, I like the first few are good.
Yeah,
but now I'm gonna still keep watching them. But it just it's too much. I don't know. They can literally. I wouldn't be surprised if they had dinosaurs in the next one.
I was about to say, like Jurassic Park, we know that's fake, but we all love it.
Mm.
But Fast and Furious, like, it's supposed to be kind of real, right? Like,
I already saw the trailer that mixes in with dinosaurs. You know how they always do the Tokyo Drift beat? Like, they put it in everything now. So, like, it's like, da 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 da. It goes, da 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 da. You know, it's always just like the party. There's always, like, yeah. They do a bunch of stuff on that.
I wouldn't be surprised, like, if it really had dinosaurs. But you mentioned, like, Jurassic Park. I seen something the other day that they were getting kind of close to making an actual, you know how, like, in Jurassic Park they make real dinosaurs?
Yeah.
They're starting to kind of make something like that.
No way.
Yes.
I didn't see that. Where'd you see it at?
It was on Twitter.
Make what like that?
Dang it.
But
missed it.
It's verified and everything. So I was like, we didn't learn our lesson.
Yeah.
There's literally movies about why you shouldn't do it.
The first one is mainly about that. Well, yeah. All of them are like that, though.
And here we are still doing it.
That's why you need guns, Mike.
You may.
I don't think a gun can stop a T-Rex. Like, it's like
a bazooka could.
Maybe.
I don't know. They'll probably make it stronger than ever, too, right? They'll mess with the genes where it's like bulletproof.
Kinda
that makes sense.
Kind of like bubbles.
Mm, or it's going to have guns built into the dinosaur, you know.
You saw that they're trying to make a dinosaur?
Yeah.
Did you see what kind of dinosaur it was?
It was like the...
Don't tell me it was a velociraptor.
No, it's nothing big. It's like one of the little small... It's a small, like, little lizard ones.
Oh, the ones that, like, there's a bunch of them, like the compies or something?
Yeah. But not the ones with the little, like, the little...
Yeah, they need to make one of those.
Yeah, it's like the harmless version, I guess.
That's crazy, man. You see, they just did a successful transplant with a pig kidney. You see that crap?
No.
That's pretty crazy.
Wait, they put a pig kidney in a person?
Yeah. Well, the person was already deceased.
Oh.
So it was the first, but it was the first one ever to be done on a human body.
Did it work?
Yeah, like, it worked, and it had hormones going, and it was creating urine and all that stuff, and yeah.
See, we doing a lot. We are doing a lot.
You need to chill out a little bit.
Yeah, like, they're going to be putting just random animals in people. Like, I mean, I understand if it works, but that's kind of, what are the long-term effects?
You turn into a pig.
Yeah, you know, you never know.
It's like, wee!
You start rolling around in mud, you see mud, and you're just like,
I got to do it.
I got to get in that. Oh, my gosh.
That's the best quality mud I've seen in a while.
Well, they did have an article come out last long ago where they're mixing monkey genes with humans.
Yeah.
I think for, like, medical purposes, but that's crazy, too. Monkeys are pretty smart as it is. I've seen a few videos of them flying drones around pretty
fly drones?
Accurately. Yeah.
Oh, I got to hire a monkey.
Yeah. Yeah. Be cheap. Bananas. Give him a few bananas.
That's funny.
I don't think my dog would approve. He would not.
That'd be cool if they were friends, though.
It would be.
Yeah.
You'd probably riot the dog.
You probably wouldn't have to do video anymore. You just video them hanging out.
Oh, that is
true. Get money that way. No more weddings.
That is true.
Yeah.
People make, like, millions of dollars, like, on TikTok posting, like, random videos.
Dude, the randomest.
Do you post on TikTok for your weddings and all that?
I tried, but then I got a copyright strike.
Oh, the music?
Yeah, so I had to take it down. So I don't post it on TikTok, but I do post it on Instagram.
Yeah, we don't want you to copyright, but show all that fucking ass and keep shaking that ass.
Huh? Yeah.
You can use all the music it provides, right? Did you put, like, did you upload it with a song already on there?
Yeah, so, because I thought it would be okay because I use MusicBed, which is a copyright-free site. So I posted it, but apparently you can't do that. That's a no-no. And so it just, it plays, so it's a five-minute video. And every, like, 30 seconds or so, you'll get 1 second of sound. So it just looks really bad.
Looks dumb. It don't go with no music, right? I don't know how they do that with TikTok. Like, they make these nice videos and they go with the music, but I'm thinking they edit it on the computer with the song and then take the song off and put it on
TikTok. Yeah, they probably check, like, what songs are available on TikTok, because I know you can search up sounds. So they probably just check that first and then download and then edit the video to that.
Yeah. Everybody's becoming a videographer. That's the scary thing, right?
Because it is.
Everybody's getting really good at these TikToks, and they're not just TikToks anymore where you just hold in front of someone. They're doing, they've got transitions, they've got slow motion. You can tell they're not shooting with their phone.
Yeah.
At least I hope
people
they're
are
not.
Really going out and buying cameras just to make TikToks.
Yeah.
I seen someone bought the A7S III for TikTok.
Yeah, you have to turn it sideways, right?
Mm-hmm.
To make all the videos.
Yeah, you do, but if that's all you're making, you can just leave it on that setting and never worry about it.
Be good. I don't know. I disagree. I don't think they're getting. That's like saying everyone's getting good at dancing because of TikTok.
I think they're getting better.
people are.
I don't think that's fucking dancing.
It's like a cheerleading. Like, it's a hybrid of cheerleading. I feel like.
It's like this fast move.
It's too complicated.
Like, just put on some short shorts, move your wrists, and then you're going to go viral.
Yeah.
That's what happened to me.
That song? Yeah. Put on TikTok and went viral with it.
Do you know that one?
I don't. Wait, what's the song?
I don't know what the name is.
He's like, I know like one. That's it. One word of the song.
I did my dance on TikTok and went viral with it. And then he's like,
There's like a baby that does the shoulders.
There's a cat one too. You'd enjoy the cat one.
Yeah, I bet you thought I would.
Are you so you use Adobe Audition for all your editing? Did you ever go to Final Cut or you just fuck Final
Cut? We just Premiere.
Yeah.
Or Premiere, yeah.
I did use Final Cut, but that was because I got it for free from my professor. And then once the Mac updated, I didn't have the login info. I could still use it, but it's like 2 or 3 years old. So that's when I made the switch to Premiere, which honestly I feel like I can do way more with Premiere.
Yeah.
What can you do more? I gotta know. Because we both do Final Cut and we're bad at it, but we think we know the difference.
So it's like, let's say masking transitions, which is, let's say my hand goes across this. You can literally have another clip follow my hand through. You can do that on Premiere. I don't believe you can do it on Final Cut. You have way more control with like color grading things. Because I think Final Cut, what, it's like 3 sliders?
Depends. You pick the wheels, you can pick curves and
I guess it's a little more because it used to be with Final Cut it's like 3, it was highlight, shadows, exposure,
yeah,
and that was it. That was all you could adjust. Versus with Premiere, I can do pretty much anything. I can shoot something that's super blue but make it look like it's shot in the fall, and so I just feel like I have way more flexibility. And then the timeline it's better, easier to look at on Final Cut, but with Premiere, I like that I can stack it, and then I can also easily access everything on the side. Like, let's say I need to turn something off, I can easily just click it. Versus Final Cut, I don't think there's a way. I think you have to like right click it, then disable it, and it's just a lot.
Yeah, it's kind of like it has the magnetic component to it, to where it like wants to autocorrect where it needs to go. Yeah,
It makes you edit the way it thinks you want to edit. Versus Premiere, it's just go. Yeah. No guidance. Do whatever you want to do. But it's a lot more room for error in Premiere.
Yeah.
A lot of people, like everyone has a YouTube channel these days. And all the people that we follow, you know, fitness experts or whatever, they're all using Premiere. Yes. It looks pretty. I don't like the way the timeline looks. It looks too cluttered. Like, I don't like the green. That's not valid, but I don't like it.
It's so with that, if you look at everyone's timeline, it probably looks different. Like their Premiere interface looks different. So mine, I have a preview clip and then I have what's actually on the timeline and then I have the timeline at the bottom. But other people have like the colors here and then they have a preview clip and then they'll have their timeline on the side, which... Yeah. Yeah, it looks really nasty. I don't like that. Yeah. But there's so many different ways. This is where you have to figure out how you want your timeline to set it up. So that you can't really base it off of like someone else's, because yours most likely isn't going to look anything like that.
As a videographer, do you, like, once you started doing this more, you watch movies and things on TV differently now, right?
Yeah, so... I went and watched the new Spider-Man yesterday. I'm not going to spoil it, but I was actually looking at it as a cinematographer to the point where I cried again. But
jeez,
I've been crying a lot.
Yeah, I really don't, but it was just, they did it so well with like just all the different things that, you know, normal people won't see. Like at one point, this is it's not really a spoiler, but the movie looked like the first Spider-Man. So like the, you know how the old Spider-Mans had that yellowish tint to them?
Yeah.
It looked like that at one point. And I noticed it because I was like, it looks completely different from the whole movie. My sister who went with me, she didn't pick up on it. But that's the point when I cried. I was like, they put so much detail into it to make that tie-in so significant. Because most people are going to be like, nobody's going to pick up on it. I'm not going to do it because it's a lot to... color graded a different way. And so it's just, I can no longer look at stuff the same. I see stuff like that versus really watching the movie. I'm looking at, oh, this clip is colored a different way.
I heard that it's a long ass movie.
Yeah, I think it started at 8 and we didn't leave till like 10:30.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
People were posting on Twitter like, when is this thing going to end? Like, is this a
is it good all the way through? Like, entertaining? Yeah,
it doesn't slow down at all.
Who's the villain in this one?
I can't tell you. It's a really big spoiler. If I tell you, it's going to.
Oh, so it didn't show that in the trailers?
No.
Oh, now I'm excited. He's building hype. Are you working for Spider-Man?
I wish.
He got a suit in one.
Yeah, I feel like the newer Spider-Mans are more CGI animated, where I feel like they put more effort into the first couple. It kind of looked real. You know, it didn't look as animated.
They definitely did. I even watched behind the scenes of that, and most of the swinging stuff for the new Spider-Mans is CGI. Versus like the older Spider-Mans, they were literally attached them to like a crane and was,
jeez,
don't die.
That's scary.
You know,
crap, he's heading in the building.
Yeah, like it's back then. But back then, though, people were more like, even all actors were, I'm going to go do my own stunts. Versus now, it's like, let me not do my own stunts because I don't want to hurt myself.
Yeah.
Like Jackie Chan. Jackie Chan was like,
always hurt.
I'm going to do whatever I want to do. Cause it's gonna be me.
That's Tom Cruise too. Tom Cruise
does all the hanging stuff on the planes as they fly away, and
but it's like nowadays people, I actually don't even think they allow them to. They probably sign a contract saying that they can't do it because these people are essentially moneymakers. Like Tom Holland, for example, in Spider-Man. If you, let's say he gets hurt and they have to replace him completely, it's not gonna feel the same. It's gonna be like, who is this? Even though he's supposed to still be the same character. So it's like they probably put them under contract. That way they can't hurt themselves. That way they don't lose money.
I've heard that. Like, they can't ride motorcycles or things that are higher risk.
Poor babies. Poor, poor people, God.
They can't do anything. Like, it was one movie. I don't remember which one it was. But they put all the actors. They can't fly. Not fly. I hope nobody flying a plane. They can't go on planes. So, like, let's say they want to go from Texas to California. Jeez. They have to drive because they can't be on a plane because a plane was deemed unsafe.
Good Lord.
The people go,
they can drive? Driving's, like, a lot more unsafe. Yeah,
they said it's, like, you're more likely, you're, like, 10 times more likely to die in a car accident than on a plane or something like that. Yeah. But they, I guess, because they are in control and they shouldn't be driving that far anyway. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Keanu Reeves, when he was doing the Matrix series, they limited what he could do. And the big thing he liked doing is riding motorcycles because he has a motorcycle company. He's always been a big fan of different bikes. So, like, that's one thing that, like, he had to not do during the series because, like you said, if they had to replace him, it ruined the whole series or the trilogy now. Like, I mean, what do you call it now? Quadruple something?
That's coming out next year, isn't it?
That came out yet?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like if they get hurt, then you either delay production, which is a waste of money, or you find someone else, which is a waste of money.
Yeah.
So it's like you gotta protect them.
Yeah. I figured I'd ask about that visualization, though. It's like every time I watch something, like, where's the camera at? Where's the lights? Where are the mics at? Like when someone's in a car and you can see pretty much everything in the car, it's like, where are the mics at? How are they picking up this audio?
So what I've done for that, because like I said, I used to do short films. I would hide the mic in the sunshade.
Oh, really?
So I would have a wireless mic and would stick it up there. That way you can't see it, but it's still getting really good audio.
And it pick up good, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What type of mic did you use?
It was the original Wireless Go.
Okay. And it picked up good, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's right here. That's pretty.
Yeah.
It's not too bad.
Well, it's just like getting things in the way. Like if you're like shooting directly into the windshield and they're talking or whatever, and then you have to move to get a second scene. So you're like behind them.
Yeah.
But you can't see, you can't overlap that. So if you're shooting into the windshield and then you have another camera going this way, you have to remove that. And you almost have to do the scene twice because you have to move it into the car and then get that same feel, the same volume and everything to where it looks like it's the same conversation they're having in the car.
Yeah,
it's like a lot of thought.
It is. It's so, like, typically you'll do a scene, film a scene with four different angles. So, and let's say you might be doing 20 takes per angle. So they're literally sitting there doing the same thing over and over and over. And it's just, it's really repetitive.
That's got to be boring, man.
It is.
Cut.
That's the worst word to hear. It's like, oh, this was good. This is going great. We're about to finish. Cut. What do you mean, cut? We were almost done, and it was, we were almost there. And then you have to restart the scene all over again. It's just really repetitive.
What are some of your projects that you've done, like these documentaries?
So I've done one with Denzel Whitaker. He is one of the characters in Black Panther. I did Yeah.
Really?
What's up with that?
I did an interview with him. I helped produce that interview for Amazon Prime. So that's on Amazon Prime right now.
When did you do that?
I did that in college.
Okay.
Because they came onto campus to film another movie, which I don't think has ever been released. But so I did that. I've done a web series. It's called Reality Assistance. I've done that. That was about a season long. And I believe those are the two most like really big things versus I've done some smaller things like on the side, but it's just been in the archives. It hasn't ever been released.
Wow.
That's pretty dope, man.
You're working on something. You've been working on one thing for a while, right? Like there's this thing that you've been kind of giving a little bit of effort to at a time. Yeah, what is that thing?
I've been trying to do a documentary. So it keeps getting refreshed. So I wanted to do a documentary about doing wedding videography, then videography in general. This is the same idea. It just keeps getting switched. It originally started as doing like a documentary of my, so my senior year of college was when COVID hit. So I went on spring break and I've been on an everlasting spring break for the last 3 years because I graduated. And so that's where it started. It was going to be a documentary about being a senior in college during COVID. So like missing graduation, not being able to see your friends, just all of a sudden. And then that it just keeps changing. So it's like I started and then I restarted. So I don't know where it's going to go, but I'm hoping to release it maybe in the next 6 months or so.
Man.
Because you constantly thought it was going to end, right? So you're probably saying things like, all right, well, we're getting close. And then it like everything shuts down again.
Because right now, because I have a really, really rough cut, it's about 3 hours. Because it literally follows from when they were like, okay, you're not coming back to school to now. And so it's just, I keep adding on to it. I know I need to stop or otherwise it's going to be like 10 hours, but it's just things keep happening quickly.
Yeah. Is it just talking head stuff kind of, is it just about you, your story kind of?
No, it's always a different thing. So at one point, cause when COVID hit, that was when we were filming the web series as well. So it has that, how it affected all of us, how we were on the last episode, we were filming the last episode and we had to stop. And then me and my friends, we were all together at for maybe about 2 weeks after that. And then we haven't seen each other since. It's been 2 years since I've last really seen my close college friends because they're in like Huntsville and North Carolina. And so it's just, it has like interviews from them. It has interviews from my professors. My mom's even in it as well because she's in it recently because that's when I told her that I was quitting my job and going full time. And so I wanted to record that. So she's even in it. So damn. it's like a whole production.
Jeez.
How'd she take the news?
She didn't like it. She still doesn't like it, but that's only because she doesn't really know how profitable weddings are. Cause I didn't know myself until recently. And so she's kind of really on the fence. She always be throwing like little handed comments like, you don't got a job. I'm like, yeah, you have a job. What do you mean?
Did your mom go to college?
No, she didn't.
That's probably what it is. You're the first one in the family, I'm assuming, to go to college.
I know she had these really high expectations. Like, she wanted me to be a doctor. I told her from day one, that's not happening. I can't do that. But now she's warming up to it, but she's still like real iffy about it.
Yeah.
And she didn't even like the entrepreneur aspect to it. It's kind of like you're doing your own, you're your own boss kind of thing.
Yeah, I think it's more so because no one in my family has, or even her friends have done that. So it's kind of like a, you know, uncharted territory. So it's because she wants the best for me. And so no matter what, she's going to try to protect me. So she's like, I think she's being a little overprotective and is trying to, you know, kind of rein it in. But eventually I'm going to show her like the finances and all that. And then she's going to be like, oh, okay. You know, you really can't do this.
Well, for so long, I mean, that's been like, you have to go to college. You have to, you know, finish your 4-year degree to become successful. So it's probably, it's been pounded in everyone's head. And now it's like almost backtracking now where people are starting to realize that you don't need college to be successful. Even companies are starting to roll back the requirements on, you know, you need this kind of degree, X degree to be in this job.
Yeah, because like I graduated with my degree in communications. Never, ever, honestly, up until even this year, did I think I would land in weddings. And it kind of sucks to say this, but truthfully, I didn't need to go to college because most of the stuff I know, I taught myself on YouTube.
So, YouTube Academy, man.
Yeah, like watching Peter McKinnon and all that. That's where I really learned a lot of the stuff, and then just going out and doing it. So college, yeah, it helps. So I was able to be introduced to a lot of things, but in reality, I didn't really need it.
No. Are you in debt out of your ass for it?
Yes and no. So thankfully, I didn't get any financial aid. And so, but thankfully, my mom was saving up for since I was born, essentially. And so I came out of college with only $3,000 in debt. But we also got the CARES Act, which was basically a grant for every student, which was, I believe, $1,500. So my debt it's paid off. Well, I have the money for it. But since they haven't been putting interest on it for the last year and a half, I haven't paid it. So I have debt, but I'm just ready to pay whenever they say we're going to charge you interest.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Are you thinking about doing YouTube videos that like explaining videography, like from the people you've learned from, like little tricks you do? I mean, I saw this full length wedding video one time,
2-hour one.
Yeah, like where he explained everything you have to do to film a wedding, and that was just it was so interesting. So, have you thought about doing like how to stuff on YouTube?
I thought about it, but at the moment, I don't have time to do it. Mm. So, cause if I do it, I'm going to like half-ass it. Cause I don't have time. And so like, I have this personal thing with myself where if I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it to the best of my ability, because no one really wants to sit and watch me be like, okay, we're going to learn how to do timelines on Premiere, for example. And then I kind of just barely show them how. I'm just like, okay, just drag this, drop this here and you're done. Like, you showed me how, but I don't know how to import the footage. I don't know where I'm dragging it to. Like, there's 5 different spots I can drag it to. So it's like, I don't want to cheat it and then not be able to really teach anyone.
Yeah.
I think you're a textbook overthinker, though.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just want to know how to make my timeline needle reappear.
Mm.
But I don't want to hear someone say, hey, this is so-and-so. I've been doing this for this. I just want to say, all right, so just press this button here. All right, now it shows up. Hope y'all enjoyed the video. Yeah. Some people just want those quick hits.
Oh, yeah. So it would have that, like, you know, right now YouTube has this new feature to where you can put chapter markers.
Yes.
So I would even put the chapter markers. That way, let's say you just want the answer and go about your day. You can just open the video, click chapter marker, and boom. But like now, I wouldn't have time to do that. I wouldn't even have time to really write a detailed description. I would just use a pre-made description and just push it out.
Yeah. Just specialize in one thing and own it. But that's good. So what are your plans long-term? Where do you want to go with all this? Where do you want your business to expand? And what's your company look like going forward?
Currently right now, the goal, like the final end goal is to make enough money to where the company can run itself. And then it has enough profits to where I can open a venue. That is like when I'm 80 years old, like that's, you know, end goal, entirely end goal. So I can open a venue, and therefore venues make money. Like, venues make a lot of money. And so that's kind of where it would be self-sufficient. And then I would also make it for photo and video, like gear everything towards that. Because a lot of venues that I go to, it's like, oh, you put the groom in this black painted room with no windows. What am I supposed to do? There's literally no light in here. So I would like make spaces dedicated at the venue for photo and video.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like the very, very end goal. But within the next year or so, I plan on having my business fully sufficient, like on its own, and kind of take a step back. Because right now I'm reaching out to brides. I'm texting them, calling them, setting up the booking, setting up the payment, filming, editing, literally everything on my own. And it's a lot. So like in October, I had 11 bookings. That was the most bookings I've had so far, but that was also my busiest season. So I was doing 3-4 weddings a weekend and then editing and then still trying to talk to all these brides. So I was working from about 7 a.m. to 11 o'clock at night every day. And then I would wake up at 2 a.m. because a bride inquired, and I don't know why I have this obsession with responding instantly. So I would see it at 2 a.m., wake up at 2 a.m., respond. Somebody else inquires at 4, and I just keep going.
I turn that shit off, man.
I try, but I'm such a light sleeper. So I hear the vibration in the other room, and I'm like, oh, what is that? Is that an inquiry? Let me go check it out.
Inquiry? Inquiry.
Someone wants to book? Oh, I'm on the way.
You should do it like an automatic response.
I thought about it, but I want to
be personal.
Yeah, be personable, because it's, you know, some of these people, I recently had a booking for 2023. So I'm going to be talking to these people for the next year and a half. So I'm trying to make it as personable as possible. That way on the wedding day, they're just like, oh, hey, Jordan, you know.
Yeah.
They don't have to, okay, this is what I want. This is what I want to do. I don't really know you, so I'm kind of not going to be myself. You know, I want them to feel comfortable to where I'm just a guest, you know, in their eyes.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Expensive one.
Yeah, very expensive.
That's crazy to have some. Yeah. I can think about that.
The wedding food's good, man. No.
He probably,
maybe not in Houston.
He has some high expectations, probably. He probably had all kinds of wedding food. So
I used to DJ weddings in Austin. Mm. That was the best part, the free food.
Oh no, not here. Here it's real, it's the definition of hit or miss.
Okay.
So the other day I had, what was it? It was a pastry with onion, spinach, and chicken inside. Did not like it.
Peanut butter and jelly.
I would have rather had it a peanut butter and jelly. And I'm allergic to peanut butter. And I still had that. Like, it was, I did not like it one bit.
Man.
But last weekend, I was whining and dining. Like, it was at a vineyard. And so they came and brought me the wine that they made at the vineyard and just this nice chicken plate and everything. Sitting here eating like luxury. So it's really, there's also another spectrum as well. Cause I would say it's two big spectrums. Another spectrum is, so you see the guest eating good steaks, right? And then they're like, okay, come to the back and get your vendor meal. And they hand you this white box. The white box is just
been sitting there for a while.
It's horrible. You see the white box and you already know what to expect. It's a cold sandwich with like soggy bread because it has the mayo, pickles, everything on it. And it's only half of it. It's been sitting out for probably 6-7 hours.
Yeah.
The white box is horrible.
That's some shit, man.
He knows. He's like, oh no. White box is coming.
Yeah. If you see the white box, it's just like, ah.
I'll take two.
So how much time do I have? Can I make it to Chick-fil-A or something down the street real quick?
Now we're talking. Yeah. Well, Jordan, we had a great time with you, man. What's your website and social media and all that good stuff?
My website is www.com. Whoa, I don't even know my own
what
website.
The hell kind of website?
Nothing
is that?
In between, huh?
It's jdinesproductions.com is my website, and then my Instagram is jdines_productions.
Awesome, man. Go check it out. Thank you, Jordan.
Do I just like walk away all cinematic? Just
yeah. We'll drop. Play some good music.
Bam, best music. Bam. Do it.
The Jurassic Park. Da, 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 da.